You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Wiener, deep left. Look at this. Steve. Oh, my goodness. He's done it. Derek David Wiener. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. He's done it in his home ballpark. John Wiener.
That's not The Rock stuff. That's Rocky stuff.
That is unbelievable.
John Wiener joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. John Wiener brought to you by Community Bank, moving forward, building a stronger community, and by Greenewalt Roofing. They're more than just great roofs. John, good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Just taking a walk on the beach, you know, out here in beautiful San Diego.
Oh, yeah? Get out of here. You're walking on the beach? No, you're not. It's 6:32 in the morning.
No, I'm in bed in Cranberry.
I know. I knew you weren't out there. Anyway, after you were on with us last week, a guy sent us, he was actually at the game and took pictures of you and The Rock. Remember you were alluding to? And you're right. You definitely are bigger than The Rock, I think. I think you're more jacked than the guy.
Oh, come on. No, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, I'm about the same height. He was, like I said, he was solid. But, I mean, that's his WWE days. I mean, I was shocked. Now, now he's huge.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Back then, yeah, not that big.
He works out like six times a day.
What about Tyler Anderson last night? And tell me, whenever you were part of a no-hitter as a player, if a no-hitter was drifting and drifting in the later innings, did you get superstitious? Did you get the jinx on? Did you sit in the same spot in the dugout? Tell me all about that stuff.
I was like superstitiously not superstitious, if that makes any sense.
It doesn't, but go ahead, explain it, please.
Like when I'd run out to third base, I would make sure I wouldn't change my steps, so I'd step on the line or not step on the line. You know what I mean? I paid attention to that. It's like if my stride takes me on the line, I step on the line. I'm not stepping over the line like all those other dummies, you know? But as far as, yeah, you leave the pitcher alone. Anytime a pitcher is going like that, you know, you're not going to bother with him unless he's, you know, looking for a conversation. But I haven't been involved in too many, actually. I think there's only, I think Randy Tomlin and A-ball threw a no-hitter, and he was kind of left alone. And Kevin Brown was perfect going into the seventh in San Francisco. That was a little nerve-wracking. Perfect games are more nerve-wracking than no-hitters because I was on defense in that game. Like, I went in for defense, and I'm thinking, just great idea. You know, I could be the one that blows the perfect game. You know, it's one thing to make an error. You make an error, it's still a no-hitter. You make an error in a perfect game, there's only been like two dozen perfect games. You know, but, yeah, I think, the pitchers, some don't want to be left alone. But, I mean, for the most part, yeah, you just go about your business. You just ignore the pitcher.
Did you field anything in that perfect game after you got put in? And what's the feeling? Like, does it feel like the slow roller is even slower, or the hot shot takes an even nastier hop?
You know, when I was in left field, I went in left field in San Francisco, and it was a day game, and it was the old Candlestick where the wind, you know, is on near the water, and the
right.
Wind blew 50 miles an hour, and the sun, there's never a cloud, and the sun's right above left field, and the wind was blowing in that day, too. And this was 97, and Bonds wasn't hitting 70 homers a year then either, and I remember how shallow I played Barry Bonds in left field because the wind was blowing in and he didn't, you know, I mean, he still had power, but all I kept thinking about was if he hits one over my head and I screw this up somehow, but he's the only one who hit me a ball. I got a fly ball from him. And it was like kind of routine. It was right at me. And he ended up hitting, I think it was Marvin Bernard with a pitch leading off the seventh or eighth. And so then that kind of takes the pressure off a little bit because now it's like, oh, if I make an error, so what?
John, was there ever, like, if you're on the other end of it, your team is getting no hit, is there like an anti-jinx or kind of a reverse jinx that you can try to do something that doesn't obviously make any difference, but that you might try to do anyway?
Not really. I don't know. I've fortunately I've never been on a team that got no hit. I know there's been some games that gone on, you know, maybe into the seventh or eighth inning, but I wasn't a real superstitious guy. If I was hitting good, I'd wear the same clothes or something weird like that. But like I honestly can't think of anything. Like I said, there weren't that many times, and I just remember you really wanted to get a hit. That's all I cared about, and that's all anybody cared about. And so you went up there and tried to break it up. And, you know, I don't know if you guys were up and watching, but it was weird, the reaction from Will Myers during that whole thing. I'd love to hear. I wonder if he's got any comments, if he did a post-game Zoom. That's another thing that stinks about these Zooms. You couldn't go in there and ask Will Myers what he was thinking. But his reaction after he hit that base hit, it was almost like he predicted what he was going to do. Like, if Machado gets on, I'm going to sit change up and roll one into the right side through the, you know, while they're holding runner on that big open hole on the right side. Because even when after he scored and he went in, they were all, you know, a little kind of messing with him a little bit, and he was all giggling. I'm curious. I'd really love to know what his approach was there, because it was almost like he predicted exactly what he was going to do. He was good at that.
I know he's 31, but you have to be impressed with Tyler Anderson now, who's seemingly pitching for his life, and he's doing a pretty good job this year. And a team that you can point to a lot of things that aren't going right, this guy's taking it and keeping his Major League Baseball career alive.
I think he's pitching great. I mean, I think if his ERA is right around 3,
right,
it should be better. I think he's pitched better than his numbers. And it's amazing to me, you know, the deception and how he gets that fastball by guys. Guys don't hit his fastball, which amazes me. And because it's 90, 88, 90, 91 miles an hour. And he just sneaks it up there. The cutter is the same thing. They don't get to it. And last night he seemed to throw a lot more changeups. I don't know what the numbers were exactly, but he threw a lot of change. But yeah, he keeps you off balance. And you know, he comes up and in. He pitches in as much as anybody. And I think that could be a lesson for Mitch Keller. I think that's what he needs to start doing. Establish an inside part of the plate. I think that'll improve his off speed stuff if he can get away. But yeah, the changeup he had guys chasing, the fastball he had them late on. You know, he didn't throw as many cutters as we've seen, but yeah, he keeps this up. Yeah, he should get a nice contract next year for sure.
Well, above and beyond pitch location and selection, Rock, what I saw Michael McHenry talking about pregame on AT&T was the leg kick and how he varies it so often and how that messes with a guy's timing. How for those that never played at that level, describe trying to get your timing down on a guy when he comes with a little half stride once and then the next pitch he's got a big leg kick.
Yeah, we talked about that. There's sometimes that he'll just come up with a single pump. He just a little kind of quick pitch in. There's the other time he does like a double pump with his knee, up and down, up and down. And the, you know, as a hitter, you try not to pay attention to that. I mean, for one, you're always looking for release point, and for two, kind of peripherally, I had a little more movement in my hands than most, but peripherally, I wouldn't try to move until I see the ball come out of the glove. As soon as the pitcher breaks his hands, that was when my time was to start my swing. So they all got to start pulling the ball out of the glove at some point, and that way you can ignore the rest if that's what you're concentrating on. And obviously, I mean, I don't know if the change of delivery is making that big a difference, or if, you know, he's just his ball just has is hard to pick up, hard to see. It gets on these guys, they don't pick up rotation. I'm not exactly sure why, but that, for me, that's the only way I kind of combat that is I just make sure that I don't start my hitting movement until that ball comes out of the glove.
John, I know you're a hockey fan, a Penguins fan, and I don't know if you had a chance to see what Tom Wilson was up to last night against the Rangers, but what can the NHL do about him?
I know they haven't done anything yet. I mean, sure, you could suspend him, or I mean, I'm sure he's been suspended before, but I don't know what you're talking about. I was obviously working
I thought you might have seen the highlight. When you see it, you're going to be disgusted by it.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad stuff that guy does. And obviously he's an agitator, and he's valuable, I guess, for his team. And he's very good at getting under people's skins. And did he hurt somebody? I don't know.
Took two guys out.
You gotta suspend them. You gotta suspend them through the playoffs. So he hasn't learned his lesson. So as far as, well, again, without me seeing it, I can't say what they should do. But if it was bad enough where guys are going to miss time or guys or whatever, I think, you know, you got to send a message. You got to be a bigger message sent that's been sent so far. And, you know, I mean, boy, would that be great to have him miss the playoffs or something like that.
That would be great. Look at John. That would be great.
There's a Pens fan right
all
there.
All right. Yeah. Nothing else going on. What's going on in your world? What do you got going on this weekend, real quick, before we let you go? Home improvement projects, John? Did you get on that mulch yet this year? What do you got going on with that?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. I did it yesterday. I stink and got rid of that mulch in the back.
I kid you.
I had fingers cramping up at the end of the day. I was soaking wet because it was raining. My legs were cramping up. I thought I was going to pass out. It wasn't as bad, but it was a very good reminder of what happened to me years ago where I almost died out there.
You told me you thought you saw death. You sat down and you came to by 5 minutes later. You were out.
But I got rid of half of my mulch, and I'm making it grass. I put grass seed down yesterday. But this weekend, my baby, my daughter's graduating college. She's in the PA program up in Gannon, so her undergrad will be finished up this week. And so I'm driving up to Erie and going to celebrate with her, and that's my plans this weekend so far.
There you go. At least you got that mulch out of the way, and straight ahead up 79. Let's go.
And real quick, fancy hair. That's my buddy Andy from Carrick. He texted me after last week, and he said, "I saw what I saw."
Fancy hair. That's his name.
Lately it has been. Anyhow. Yeah, he's got a nice haircut.
Yeah, fancy hair. He saw what he saw. The Sasquatch. Yeah. The Sasquatch on the side of the road.
I said what I said.
And where it was. All right, Rock. Thank you much. We'll talk again next week.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks, John.
He did.
He's a busy man.
He told me a couple years ago. He goes, "You'll never believe it." And I saw him that day. He's like, "You'll never believe what I did today." I'm like, "What?" He said, "I laid all this mulch." And he said, and "I sat down and I had like cold sweats. And I was starting to go out." He said, "I think I went out for like 2-3 minutes. Then I came to, and it was just too hot. He hadn't drank water and stuff that day." He goes, "I think I got something with my sugar or something. I was out.
No, you didn't drink water goes, for 7 hours. Wife, you were out in the blazing hot sun.
My wife found me sitting there, and I was like, I'm good.
I'm all right.
I'm okay."
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.